All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Today, we are diving deep into the world of BMW brake systems.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at an article called Mastering BMW Brake Systems, a Guide for Dallas Drivers. It's from Autoscope European Car Care, published on December 13th, 2024. And we're going to be looking at just what makes these brake systems so special and so important to the whole BMW experience.
Yeah, you know, brakes on a BMW are really engineered to match the car's performance philosophy. It's more than just about stopping power.
So this article goes into a bunch of different types of BMW brake systems. We've got the standard system. We have the M compound brakes, carbon ceramic brakes, and even the adaptive M system. It's kind of like picking, you know, your character class in a video game.
I like that analogy. Yeah. So starting with that standard system, this is your reliable daily driver. It's your all-rounder. It really strikes a nice balance between performance and comfort. And it's like the foundation that all of those other systems then build upon.
Okay. So then let's step up to that next level. Then what about those M compound brakes? What's the design philosophy behind those?
Yeah. So, you know, BMW's M series is all about pushing the limits, right? So those M compound brakes are really designed for spirited driving. You know, think of those winding roads. You want that sharp, fade-resistant stopping power. They use a mix of aluminum and steel for better heat dissipation and to give you that real signature M car bite.
And then there's carbon ceramic brakes.
Yeah.
Those almost sound too exotic to even be in, like, the real world. Yeah. Are those really necessary outside of, like, a racetrack?
Well, they do come from the world of motorsport. Yeah. You know, that carbon fiber ceramic composite material is incredibly lightweight, and it resists heat like nothing else, so you get consistent stopping power even under those extreme conditions. So yeah, they shine on the track, but they also offer a benefit on the street as well, like improved handling because of the weight reduction.
So I could just imagine, like, driving down the highway and telling people, like, oh yeah, these brakes are made of the same stuff as spaceships.
You could totally do that.
And then we also have the adaptive M system. So this one lets you, the driver, like, actually tailor the brake feel to your preference. So you can have that more comfortable, softer response for city driving. But if you need a sharper, more aggressive feel for, you know, more spirited driving, you can switch it up.
Yeah, you got it.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I think I'd be a little afraid of overthinking it, though. Like, am I in the right brake setting for this situation?
I totally get that. It is about choice and personalization.
Okay, so we've got all these different types of brakes. But this article also mentions that even the best engineered systems can have some hiccups. Some common issues that are mentioned are squeaking brake fade vibrations and even a soft brake pedal, not really giving us that ultimate driving machine experience.
Right.
So let's start with that squeaking brakes. Like, I feel like that's the worst, because then it makes your brand new car sound like some rusty old clunker.
Oh, yeah, I know that sound.
What causes that?
Often it's as simple as brake dust buildup, especially, you know, if you live in a dusty area. But even the type of brake pad can play a role. Some high-performance pads are known to be a bit noisier, even when they're in perfect working order.
Okay, so not always a reason to panic. What about brake fade, though? That sounds a little more serious.
Yeah, brake fade can be a little scary. Imagine you're driving down a mountain road and you have to brake repeatedly. That brake system heats up, and eventually it can't dissipate that heat fast enough. And that's when you get that brake fade. The pedal feels mushy, and the stopping power is reduced.
Yeah. Well, no, thank you. I don't want that happening. What about, like, vibrations when you're braking? Does that mean that something's, like, seriously wrong?
It could be a sign of warped rotors. So imagine, like, a bicycle wheel that's gotten bent out of shape, it's going to wobble. And that's kind of what warped rotors do. They happen over time from heat stress, and then they cause that pulsing feeling in the brake pedal.
And then that soft brake pedal, that just sounds like a bad time waiting to happen.
Yeah, that's a red flag for sure. It could be air in the brake lines, which is a relatively easy fix. But it could also signal a problem with the brake fluid itself. Definitely get that checked out as soon as possible if you experience a soft brake pedal.
So we've talked about, you know, these different types of brake systems. We've talked about some of the problems that can come up. But you know what makes BMW brakes stand out from the crowd? This article talks about, you know, the precision, the performance,
yeah,
especially in those M series cars.
Yeah, you know, those M cars are really known for pushing the limits of performance. And the brakes play a huge part in that. The M compound and carbon ceramic systems are really engineered to withstand that incredible heat that gets generated during track use or aggressive driving.
But it's not just about, like, brute force stopping power. This article mentions this really cool tech, the configurable braking system.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
That's right. So this system allows you to personalize the brake feel. You can adjust it, kind of like adjusting the power steering or suspension. It's not just about how well your BMW stops. It's about how it feels while it's stopping, which is very unique.
That's pretty cool. The article also mentions like this integrated braking system in some of the newer models. What's that about?
Yeah, that's another interesting innovation. It combines the brake activation, the booster, and the control functions into a single compact unit, so it saves space and weight, which is always good for performance and efficiency.
So it's like they're miniaturizing and refining the whole system.
Yeah.
And speaking of things that are often overlooked, let's talk about brake fluid. Like, it's kind of easy to forget it's even there until there's a problem.
Brake fluid is the unsung hero of the system. It's that vital link between your foot on the pedal and the calipers that actually clamp down on those rotors. BMW typically recommends DOT4 brake fluid for their cars, and that has a higher boiling point than the more common DOT3 fluid.
Okay, why is that boiling point so important?
Well, think about it this way. When brakes get hot, the fluid inside those lines heats up too. If it gets too hot, it can actually boil and create air bubbles. And that's bad news because air is compressible, so you lose that firm pedal feel and your braking effectiveness. DOT4's higher boiling point helps prevent that, especially in demanding driving conditions.
So, like, for high-performance driving, having the right brake fluid is just as important as having, like, the right pads and rotors.
Exactly.
And here's the thing. Brake fluid doesn't last forever. It absorbs moisture over time, and that lowers the boiling point, bringing you closer to that, you know, dangerous boiling scenario.
Right.
That's why it's so important to do that regular brake fluid replacement.
Exactly.
BMW recommends replacing it every 2 years. But if you're a more spirited driver, you might want to consider doing it even more often. Now, I'm curious, like, what happens if you ignore that advice?
Yeah.
And you keep driving with, you know, old contaminated brake fluid. What are some signs that something's wrong?
You might notice a softer brake pedal, reduced braking performance, or even like discolored fluid in the reservoir. If you see any of those signs, it's a clear indication that your brake fluid needs some attention.
Okay, so we've talked about how brake fluid can, you know, make or break your BMW stopping power. But let's take it a step further. Imagine pushing your car to the limit on a track day. That's got to be just incredibly demanding on the whole braking system.
Yeah. Track driving is really where you see those brakes get punished. Repeated hard braking from high speeds generates a ton of heat. That's why you see those high-performance BMWs with, you know, the massive brake ducts and cooling systems.
So keeping those brakes cool is just crucial for consistent performance.
Right.
What if you don't have all those fancy cooling systems? Can you still enjoy spirited driving without risking brake fade?
Even if your BMW isn't, you know, a dedicated track weapon, you can still have fun on those twisty roads. The key is understanding your car's limits and being mindful of your brake management. Avoiding like prolonged hard braking and giving the system time to cool down can make a big difference.
So it's about being smooth and like anticipating what's ahead.
Yeah.
Not just slamming on the brakes at the last second.
Exactly.
So if you are planning a track day, prepping your brakes is essential. Fresh, high temp brake fluid and performance guides that are designed for track use can really give you that confidence and consistency that you need.
Right. It's all about preparation.
It's like getting your car in shape for a marathon. Make sure it can handle all that stress. What about after the track day? Is there any like special post-track brake care?
Yeah, definitely take a close look at your brakes afterwards. Check the pads for wear the rotors for any signs of warping or damage. And just make sure that brake fluid is still in good condition. Catching these issues early can prevent bigger problems down the road.
This article also talks about regenerative braking, which kind of sounds like science fiction to me. Is it really as efficient as it sounds?
Regenerative braking is a game changer, especially for BMW's electric and hybrid models. It captures the energy that's normally lost as heat during braking and uses it to recharge the battery. So you're not just stopping the car, you're actually recovering energy that would otherwise be wasted.
Oh, wow. I can see how that would be like a huge boost for efficiency. Does it actually feel different from traditional braking? Like, is it as effective?
It's surprisingly seamless. That transition between regenerative braking and traditional friction braking is really smooth. Most drivers don't even notice the difference. Now, in some situations, regenerative braking might not provide enough stopping power on its own, so the traditional system kicks in seamlessly to make sure you're safe.
So it's like having like an invisible co-pilot helping you brake and recharge simultaneously. That's pretty amazing. Speaking of, you know, sort of futuristic technology, what about these advanced driver assistance systems? Are they really changing the game for safety?
These systems are becoming more and more common, things like automatic emergency braking and adaptive cruise control. And they really rely on the precision and responsiveness of the braking system. They can react faster than a human in certain situations and potentially prevent accidents.
It almost sounds like these cars were learning to think for themselves. But that level of automation must require some serious computing power and sensor technology.
Oh, absolutely. It's a complex interplay of sensors, software, and all those mechanical systems, all working together in real time. And it's not just about safety. These systems are also enhancing comfort and convenience and making driving less stressful and more enjoyable.
This article mentions intelligent braking systems. Is that kind of like the next level of these driver assistance systems?
Yeah, you can think of it that way. Intelligent braking systems take things a step further. They use sensors to gather real-time data about the road surface weather conditions and even the load the vehicle is carrying. And then they adapt the braking force and distribution to optimize performance and safety in every situation.
So it's like having a braking system that can predict what's going to happen and adjust accordingly.
Yeah, kind of like that.
That's incredible.
It's pretty cool technology. It's still evolving, but it has huge potential to change the way we think about braking and vehicle safety.
Okay, so enough about the future for a second. Let's talk about something a little more fun, customizing your BMW's brakes.
Ooh, I like this part.
So, you know, personalization is a big part of the BMW ownership experience, and the brakes are no exception. Whether you're looking for performance upgrades or even just visual enhancements, there are plenty of options out there.
Right.
So if someone wanted to take their braking performance to the next level, what options do they have?
Well, upgrading to high-performance brake pads, rotors, and calipers is a popular choice. We talked about those M compound and carbon ceramic brakes. Those are top-tier options for serious performance. But even within those categories, there are different pad compounds and rotor designs to fine-tune the feel and response.
What are the aesthetics? Can you make your brakes look as good as they perform?
Absolutely. One of the easiest ways to personalize your BMW is by painting the brake calipers. You know, imagine a bright red or yellow caliper peeking out from behind a sleek black wheel. It adds a touch of sportiness and personality.
That's a great way to kind of, you know, express yourself through your car. I'm sure there are tons of aftermarket options out there too.
Oh yeah, the aftermarket world is full of brake kits and accessories. From drilled and slotted rotors to braided stainless steel brake lines, you can really go down a rabbit hole of customization and performance upgrades.
So you can really tailor your brake system to your exact driving style and preferences. But with so many options, it must be overwhelming to know where to start.
That's where a trusted mechanic who specializes in BMWs can really help. They can help you choose the right components for your specific model and your driving style, ensuring compatibility and safety.
Speaking of trusted mechanics, this article that we're talking about today comes from Autoscope European Car Care in Dallas. They seem to really know their stuff when it comes to BMWs.
Yeah, they have a great reputation for specializing in European cars.
Yeah.
And using genuine BMW parts, which is really important for maintaining the integrity of your car's systems.
So we've covered a lot of ground today. Everything from track day prep to, you know, the future of braking technology. But before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something we talked about earlier. The importance of regular brake maintenance. It's easy to overlook, but it's so essential for safety and performance.
Absolutely. Regular inspections are key to catching potential issues early. Check those pads and rotors for wear, look for any leaks in the system, and pay attention to how the pedal feels. Any changes in braking performance should be addressed promptly.
And of course, we can't forget about that brake fluid flush every 2 years.
Right. And using genuine BMW brake fluid is highly recommended. It's formulated specifically for their braking systems and helps ensure optimal performance and longevity.
So giving your brakes a refreshing drink of water to keep them performing at their best. Are there any other maintenance tips that are kind of specific to BMWs?
Well, if you're installing new high-performance brakes like the M compound or carbon ceramic systems, braking them in properly is really important. It allows that pad material to bond correctly with the rotors and prevents premature wear or damage.
So it's not just about, like, bolting on new parts and hitting the track.
No, there's a process.
There's a process to it.
For those high-performance brakes, BMW recommends moderate braking for the first 300 miles or so. No hard stops or aggressive maneuvers until they're properly bedded in.
Got it. It's about being patient and letting those materials settle in for the long haul. What about brake dust? I know that can be a pain, literally, for BMW owners, especially those with the high-performance pads.
It's true. BMW brakes, especially those with performance pads, tend to generate more dust than other cars. Regular cleaning is your best defense. Not only does it keep your wheels looking good, but it also prevents that dust from building up and affecting brake performance.
Okay, and what about those annoying squeaky brakes? Is there anything you can do besides just turning up the radio?
Well, persistent squeaking usually means it's time for new brake pads. But sometimes it can be as simple as cleaning the contact points between the pads and calipers. And if you're constantly battling brake noise, you might consider using high-quality aftermarket pads that are designed for reduced noise.
So there are solutions out there if those squeaky brakes are driving you crazy. We've covered a lot of ground today, from track day prep to the future of braking technology. What's the biggest takeaway for our listeners today?
I think the biggest takeaway is this. BMW brake systems are complex and sophisticated and designed to deliver that ultimate driving experience. Whether you're a casual driver or a performance enthusiast, understanding how they work and how to care for them is key to enjoying your BMW to the fullest.
We've spent this deep dive, you know, really getting into like the nuts and bolts of these BMW brake systems. We talked about the different types, the common issues, all those like cutting edge tech.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to kind of step back for a second and remember like why all of this matters in the first place.
Yeah, it's easy to get lost in the technical details, but ultimately brakes are all about, you know, confidence and control. It's about that feeling of being able to, you know, harness your BMW's power and safely navigate any situation.
It's funny, you don't really think about your brakes until you need them, but then when you need them, you really need them to perform.
Exactly, and that's the essence of a well-engineered braking system. It kind of fades into the background until it's called upon, and then it steps up and delivers every single time.
And it seems like BMW really has this philosophy of, you know, not just meeting that expectation, but exceeding it. They have so many different options, from the standard systems to the M-Performance brakes, and even those like futuristic regenerative systems.
Yeah, BMW understands that their drivers have, you know, different needs and preferences. So whether you're commuting through city traffic or carving up a canyon road, there's a braking system that's designed to match your driving style.
This whole deep dive has really given me a new appreciation for just how much like engineering and innovation goes into something that we so often take for granted.
Right, it's easy to overlook the complexity of a modern braking system, but it really is a testament to, you know, human ingenuity and our constant pursuit of pushing those limits of performance and safety.
So if we had to distill all of this down to like one key takeaway for our listeners, what would it be?
I think it's this. BMW brakes are more than just components. They're an integral part of that driving experience. A fusion of technology, precision, and, you know, that intangible connection between the driver and the machine.
It's about, you know, the feeling of being in complete control, knowing that your car will respond exactly how you expect it to, whether you're navigating, you know, a crowded street or you're pushing it to the limit on a track day.
Exactly. And that level of performance and confidence, you know, requires a commitment to maintenance and understanding.
So regular inspections, you know, those timely brake fluid replacements. And using genuine BMW parts, those aren't just suggestions. They're investments in your safety and the longevity of your car's braking system.
And if you're ever unsure about something, don't hesitate to consult with a specialist like the folks at Autoscope European Car Care. They have the expertise and the passion to keep your BMW running at its peak.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so to wrap up our deep dive today into the world of BMW brake systems, I think we can all agree that these are more than just parts that make your car stop.
Yeah, they're a vital link between the driver and the machine, and a testament to engineering excellence, and really a key ingredient in that ultimate BMW driving experience.
Well, thanks for joining us today, everybody. Until next time, happy driving.
See you later.